The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Neil Atkinson time, Tuesday morning. Very good morning. Smile on his face.
Good morning.
Looking wild in the Merseyside breeze. Right, let's talk about Liverpool, Man City, the rest of it. What is possible in this league season, in this Premier League table from here on in, Neil?
I think anyone down to Manchester United should still have an interest in what Chelsea are doing. It's 12 points if you're Manchester United, and that obviously feels like it's a long way to go. And it is a long way to go, but it's worth remembering that if you're Manchester United and Manchester City, you've still got to play Chelsea. United have got to play them at home. And the other thing to point out is, well, there's three or four little factors around Chelsea that are quite interesting. And I know that the other sides, apart from Liverpool, have all got European football, and that might change things. But everyone keeps talking about the fact that Chelsea have been lucky not to have injuries, and I think that's the case. Chelsea have been lucky not to have injuries to key players. Costa, Hazard, these are players who regularly get injured or suspended. Let's think about that for a second. These are players who are used to, at some point in a season, having 4 to 6 weeks break, something like that. They haven't had that. They haven't had that at all the way through the season. And I thought that Chelsea against Burnley looked sloppy. Now, other sides have gone to Burnley this season and been made to look sloppy, so it's not unique. But there's not some sort of... They haven't been playing football that, you know, touches the sky for a long time now, Chelsea. I mean, I'm talking, it's probably 3 or 4 weeks minimum since they're taking my breath away. Yes, they're getting results, but I'd quite like to see what this Chelsea side looks like if it goes 1-0 down. I'd quite like to see what this Chelsea side looks like if it's just not happening for 70 minutes. We saw what this Chelsea side looks like if it can't get going in a second half at the weekend, and they didn't manage to get it over the line one way or the other, which has been their strength in these previous games. So whilst it might be slightly clutching at straws, and it is, I think that if you're Manchester City, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United, you shouldn't be looking at each other. You should just be looking at first. And the reason why is because Chelsea, if you, it's almost like a race. If you look at Chelsea's back and it's a marathon, and you're looking at Chelsea's back and they're all the way up there, then if you just target them, if you finish within 6 points of Chelsea, and all those sides I've just mentioned are capable of finishing within 6 points of Chelsea, if you finish within 6 points of Chelsea, you'll finish in the top four. So that should be the target. That should be the attitude. The attitude should be, there's those lads out there, they're on 60 points. We've all got to try and chase and catch them. And that should be what Liverpool are thinking, and it should be what Manchester United are thinking, it should be what Arsenal are thinking, and so on and so forth. And if they're not thinking that, then my worry becomes that you just end up sort of getting into this ding-dong fight for a fourth place where every now and again a draw's all right. But the reality is that a draw might not be all right. I mean, you know, if I was to say to you right now that, you know, with 13 games to go, all of Man City, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool and Man United win 10 of them, you wouldn't be looking at me like I've got two heads. You wouldn't be going, well, that's not very likely. You go, no, look at the way in which the whole season's gone. We're on Liverpool's back for their performances against the bottom 10 sides, for instance. And it hasn't been good enough. But it hasn't been that bad. It hasn't been absolutely outrageously bad. You know, they've had some wins in there against Watford, against Swansea, against Middlesbrough, against Leicester, against Hull, against Crystal Palace, and against Sunderland. They've beaten all of those sides. It hasn't been like they've had an absolute nightmare. They haven't been good enough, and they'll have to be better next season, and they'll have to be better between now and the end of the season. But it hasn't been that diabolical that it's absolutely outrageous. That hasn't been the case.
Have Chelsea been outrageously good?
Yeah,
or have everyone, no, Chelsea, has everyone else conceded it somewhat to them?
No, I don't think people have conceded it to them. I just think that Chelsea have been outrageously good. Listen, we're looking, to all intents and purposes, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City are all going at 2 points a game. If you're going at 2 points a game, that means you're going to get around 76 points. If you're going at 2 points a game up until 30 games and then you have a good run in, you'll break 80 points. And that is, you know, there's someone who contributes to our show called Sean, and Sean Rogers, and he's really, really good. And what he says, and I agree with him, is Liverpool's target every single year should be to try to get to play 28, 60 points on the board, 10 games to go. And if Liverpool do that every year for 5 seasons, one season they'll win the league. If you just get to that point, at some point the running will kick in.
Law of averages,
but also Liverpool's momentum will come about. The crowds will get people moving. It'll just be there. There'll be a side. The side that you're up against won't be as good as this Chelsea side, because the fact of the matter is that this Chelsea side, they're not going to 2 points a game. They're going to, you know, if Chelsea continue at this rate, they break 90 points. And if a side breaks 90 points, and I don't think they will continue at this rate, but if they do, if a side breaks 90 points in a league season, what are you meant to do but go, You're really good. Well done.
How many points did that Rafa team get?
Rafa's got 86, Rodgers has got 84, and there's a Hooli, there's another Rafa side that got 82, and I think there's a Hooli side that got 82.
And the teams that beat them, so the team that beat Rafa's side got 89,
and City got 86, and has a far superior goal difference,
right?
Which was the killer in the end, was the goal difference.
So they're unbelievable seasons,
yeah,
aren't
I mean,
they?
Think about the Arsenal side that finishes ahead of Hooli's side in 0-1-0-2. It wins something like 13 of its last 14 games. Well, great. What are you meant to do? What are you meant to do other than go, well, they were really good. Did we have a great time? Yes. Did we play some great football? Yes. And then it's about building into the following season, and that's the important thing as well. And that's the other reason why Liverpool should have their eyes on first. The other reason why Liverpool should have their eyes on first is because they need to have the idea going into next season, if they want to be in the same place. We've already done this, boys. We've already looked at the table with 13 games to go, and we last season, do you remember, we all went away, we had a little break, and then we won 11 of the next 13. We're going to do that again. Having that shared collective memory of being able to look at each other and go, well, we've gone through this once already. And if we know that if we do it next, and building that sort of thing up is really, really important. And that's why Liverpool shouldn't get bogged down into the idea that they're in some sort of battle for second or battle for fourth or anything like that. They should just go, you know what this is? This is a 13-game sprint. And if we win 12 of them, if we win 12 of the last 13 games, and that, you know, I think that that's perfectly feasible. If we win 12 of the last 13 games, that puts us on 85 points. And if they decide,
and where will they finish? If they finish with 85,
they'll probably still finish in second. But if the side that's ahead of them in Chelsea or Manchester City go on a similar run, then you've just got to say, all right, well played. In 05-06, Liverpool finish on 82, and the Chelsea side that season, I mean, after something like 22 games, it had over 60 points. It was that good. After 16 games, it was played 16, won 14, drawn 1, lost 1. But what are you meant to do about that? Genuinely, what are you meant to do about that? There's nothing you can do about that. It's an unbelievable rate. Unless you're the side going at that pace, you're going to be over the hill and far away, because normal football teams just can't match that pace.
Are you convinced Liverpool will go in no way regress to the form we saw in January? We won't see another dip of any sort.
We might do, but then that's what the football team, the manager, and his squad have got to work.
No, but do you think that's come and gone now?
No,
do
I think that's gone.
They're past that.
Yeah, I think that's gone now. I think it's gone for a variety of reasons. I think this break's a really, really good thing for Liverpool. I think going back to one game a week, most weeks, is a really, really good thing for Liverpool. I think that the focus that there now is on this is a very, very good thing. I mean, all this though is predicated on getting a result at Leicester, which won't be easy. Monday night, the atmosphere will be great, and they know they need something. They absolutely desperately need something. But between now and then, they've got games.
Worst time to face them?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I don't know when.
They can't go much lower, can they?
They can't go any lower than the run that they're on. I think they haven't scored a goal in 2017 in the league. So, you know, and so it's going to be, they're going to make it as hard as they possibly can for Liverpool, and they're going to drill down into themselves. But you've got to have the attitude that they're 17th for a reason this season. They've been the 17th best team in the country. Currently, I'd say in 2017, they could well have been the worst side in the country. They're still the champions, and they've still got really good players there, and they could turn it on. But Liverpool's attitude's got to be that if they go there and they match or surpass Leicester's work rate, then they win the game.
And I heard Jordan Henderson saying, he's quite right, he said that victory over Spurs doesn't really atone for anything yet.
No.
They've got plenty more to do to actually try and make amends for it.
Yeah, I mean, Henderson, my only worry with Henderson is he can't become... I like how he's speaking, I like the talk of this team meeting, all this sort of stuff. I like the idea of straight talking, and I like the idea of being, you know, clear on what the task is. There's something that happens, I think, to experienced Liverpool players who've got to lead, that they can just become a little miserable. If you know what I mean, like they've gone through it so many times that they end up, the heads fall off a little bit. I think, you know, he's got to be able to enjoy his victories. You know, you look at the amount of times that Steven Gerrard had come out post-match after Liverpool had played really well and just tell you how important it was to focus on the next game, and he'd be right. But then compare that with Steven in 13-14, when it was like this cloud off him had been lifted, and he was like, you want to play 2-on-2 against these two, all the best, and that sort of stuff, when it was more of a cocky's the wrong word, but more of a, we're playing our football and we're very much enjoying our football attitude.
So what language do you want Jordan to use? I want Jordan to
rightly say that, you know, what's in the Echo today? Hey, really good piece by James Pearce. We must not let standards slip. No, absolutely right. But also, though, did you see those lads? Did you see what that front three did? Did you see Adam Lallana? These lads are really good, you know. Mm. Let's not start getting on each other's backs and acting like we're not really good. We're really good. Tottenham come into this game as they came into the game in second, theoretically the second best side in the country. I don't think they are. I don't think they're in the top four best teams in the country. But I thought there was a gulf between Liverpool and Spurs, a genuine gulf.
They look very average to me.
Yep, I think they are. I think that they're a really well organised normally, and when that goes and it went, sides who were physical normally, but when they were dominated in midfield, Dembele and Wanyama were, I thought, embarrassed by Wijnaldum, Lallana and Henderson. Ali as well, I thought they were made a show of. And it's a really interesting... When Man City got the 2-2 draw against Spurs, they played round Spurs. They played very good football. They played round them. Liverpool just went through them. And I think that that's a completely different way to destroy the confidence of a football team. Liverpool looked at Spurs' strongest point, the two lads in centre midfield that people have been talking about, and went, we're going to be better than them. And Man City thought, how do we bypass them? Liverpool went, how do we destroy them? And did so. And I thought that you saw that, and I thought that's why, for instance, they never looked like being able to get something going in the second half, Spurs, because Liverpool, they haven't just stormed the barricades, they're taking your foundations out. And how do you build once someone's just took your foundations out? And I thought that, you know, they did that expertly, really, Liverpool, in a way in which... A way in which they didn't do against Chelsea, and it was never really on the cards against Chelsea. You know, you look at the passing stats and all that sort of stuff, the cynical stats numbers game. Second half, the top five passes, firstly, it's much looser than you think. Very few, even including the Liverpool players, they're only really connecting with two-thirds of the passes. But secondly, none of the Spurs centre-mids are in the top five. Well, how on earth do you start to come back into a game of football if your centre-mids aren't in the top five passes on the pitch? It's very, very difficult indeed.
So you're saying it's a bit of an illusion in terms of how people perceive where Spurs are?
I think it's necessarily a bit of an illusion. I think that they've got players who suit a certain type of game and who, if you... Matic is a really good example of a centre-mid who everyone thought was terrific about three seasons ago when he came back for Chelsea. Everyone thought he was great. And then what happened was a few people started to run at him, not try to avoid him, not try to play around him, but basically run off his back or run directly at him. And suddenly he was going, well, I don't know what to do about this. This is really hard. Whereas when he was able to step out and intercept, he looked majestic. You know, when he was able to step across 5 yards and win his tackle, he looked great. Mm. When someone almost in a sort of a Darren Huckabee sense, when players started to go, you're there and I'm just going to run at you with the ball at my feet and I'm just going to beat you. He went, how do I deal with this? I'm used to being the clever lad. I'm used to reading the game and stepping and looking. And it took him a couple of seasons to deal with the game happening around him rather than him being able to step into the game. Mm. And I think there's a lot of centre midfielders who very rarely get run at because the clever football thing to do is to play around them. And I think that you saw that a little bit with the Spurs players is that suddenly they didn't have time to look up. They didn't have time to do anything. They were just getting the ball. And there were Wijnaldum and Lallana going. And so they couldn't even pass to each other. If you're Dembele, you're looking up thinking, well, we'll be safe balls Wanyama, but I can't pass to him. My left-back's having an absolute disaster. My centre-halves are slicing clearances all over the place. I can't find Ali because for whatever reason he's playing behind Henderson. I can't see him. And I don't know where Son is. Oh, great. Okay. Now I'm in trouble. And all that's happening in his brain at split-second speed, because if it doesn't happen at split-second speed, Lallana's took the ball off him anyway. And that's what I thought you saw from Liverpool. And that's, again, you can get carried away with... With all footballers, really, there are very few footballers who most weeks absolutely rise above whatever the opposition do. You know, and we know who they are. They're the genuine greats. They're the ones that you can't live with. But, you know, as a counterpoint to that, even someone like Ibrahimovic has weekends where at the weekend, you know, he doesn't hit a Ballon d'Or. Because being at that class every single week...
But you can't do it every week, can
rock
you?
Hard. Well, no, very few... The players who can, you know, as I say, the players who can, you know who they are and you know what they're about. And the last thing as to why Liverpool should be looking up to the top is one of those players this season, broadly speaking, has been Hazard, has been Luiz, has been Costa. But at some sort of point, if you're Hazard, you're used to getting injured.
But even if their level drops ever so slightly, they get massively criticised for it. I remember Steven Gerrard used to be a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
If his level dropped 20%, he would come out of it with sort of negative ratings in the in the papers because they didn't give him any sort of leeway whatsoever. It's either you're either Steven Gerrard at his very best or you're rubbish.
Yeah, you get no slack, and if you want to be at the very top, then that's what you're stuck with. Really, you've got to go and prove yourself every single week, and that's psychologically difficult. And that's again part of why I don't think that Chelsea are quite home and hosed yet. I don't think they're quite home and hosed yet because these lads have not done. Eden Hazard's not done a 38 game season. He hasn't done one because he always gets injured. It always gets a little bit hard. He gets injured. And at some point, what I'm trying to say here is having to keep playing at that level without having had 6 weeks off with an injury where you clear your head, you do some swimming, you relax, you see more of the family, all the obvious cliched stuff, but he's never had that in his career. And this is the season where if you know, don't think for a second now them keeping playing is actually going to be hugely positive. It wouldn't surprise me if Conte starts to make two or three quite bold selection decisions. Costa's used to getting a suspension and getting an injury in a season. Again, he's not got form as a 38 game footballer.
You're predicting a slip. That's what I'm saying. You're predicting a narrowing of the gap.
I'm not necessarily predicting that everyone can get past them, because it depends how they deal with the narrowing of the gap and when it falls and how the fixtures fall around it. So they've dropped points at Burnley. Next game's home against Swansea. They should beat Swansea at home, but Swansea are in a good place at the minute. They could make it hard for them. And I'd just quite like to know what Chelsea look like if they go 1-0 down. About 65 minutes. What does it look like, home or away, 1-0 down on about 65 minutes, when they know Manchester City have won?
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.